Bishop, this has got to be an exciting day. Not only a new pope has been elected, but this is a history-making pope for the first time. A pope from the United States has been named.
It certainly is, and I think I'm filled with the same joy and also, I would say, a little bit surprise, because I think we've all been so conditioned in the commentary that we've heard and just in our own mindset to say, oh, well, you know, there probably can never be, at least in the near future, an American pope. And boy, it just once again shows that the Holy Spirit is alive and directs the church in the direction that the Lord wants, beyond our expectations or even imaginings.
Have you ever had a chance or an opportunity, because this pope did come from America, did you ever get a chance to interact with him or talk with him before this?
No, unfortunately, I haven't, because, you know, as you know, he spent a majority of his time. I mean, his early life was in Chicago, as you know, where he was raised and born. But he was a member of the Augustinians and spent a lot of time within the community, but also outside of the United States, a lot of time in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And then most recently, the last maybe not quite 2 years, he's been in Rome. But no, I unfortunately did not have an opportunity to meet him personally.
What were your impressions of him whenever you saw him take the balcony for the first time in the Holy See?
Well, I'll be honest with you, as I first saw him step out onto the loggia, I really thought he embraced and looked papal. He just had a great nobility about him in the best sense of the word, a dignity about him. And it almost was like, wow, you looked at him and you say, you think he's been in that office for years. And then that was just reassured, as I can't even imagine when you're out on that balcony, you know, it's been less than an hour since you've been elected. The weight of the papacy is on you, and you're looking out over and through those Bernini columns into the piazza at St. Peter's, filled with thousands and thousands of people, and then knowing that the eyes of the world are upon you, I thought his disposition was so calming. He was so joyful. And then, of course, you can tell one of his great gifts is he's an excellent linguist. So he spoke in Italian, he spoke in Spanish, and of course, prayed in beautiful Latin. And so I really got, and even his words, he started with the Easter season about Christ being the light, and most importantly, what Christ's words to the apostles were on that first Easter, peace be with you, and we must spread that peace. So I really think, you know, he started to set the agenda of being, and I loved what he said, I'm here as a bridge builder. And if you know the Latin word for pontifex, in which the word pontiff comes from, literally means bridge builder. So he is saying, I'm receiving this Petrine office, but I think what he was also communicating to all of us is, I'm going to live what is at the heart, the 2,000-year tradition of this office as a successor of Peter, and be the bridge builder.
One of the things that I thought was interesting, it sounded like he wanted to continue the mission set by his predecessor of Pope Francis, with the continuing of being a humble pope, a person who has a lot of great humility and a great connection to the poor, to the downtrodden, to the people who aren't as well off. I believe that's what I heard. Maybe you can correct me on that if I'm wrong.
I think certainly that will be an element of his pontificate, and that's where I think you'll see continuity with Pope Francis. I think his experience in Peru and choosing the name of Leo, certainly coming after Leo the 13th, who was the great social justice pope, but also Pope Leo, very interestingly, issued in some very interesting liturgical reforms to make the church's liturgy solemn. And also Pope Leo, if you remember, was the first pope to be filmed. And so I also feel that there's going to be an element, I think, one of the strong things is going to be evangelization. And, you know, that's a hallmark of the American church, or the church in the United States, I should say. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe I'm reading a little too much into it, but I think there's multi-levels to this. So I think you're going to see elements of continuity with Francis, but I also think you're going to see Pope Leo reaching out to other elements of the church and assuring them of the church's traditions, its moral teachings, and its continuum of unchanged doctrine. And I, one of the things is, you know, he's a canonist, so he's also a canon lawyer. And so he just brings a wealth of experience as a linguist, as a religious, being, an Augustinian. There's also, if you notice, his coat of arms, mm-hmm. in Latin translated is, "We are one in Christ." I think that's telling. We are one in Christ. So I think he's going to have a strong mandate for unity. And I think particularly given elements of our culture and being from the United States, he understands polarization. I think he's going to work hard to break down elements of polarization.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Anything else you want to add, Bishop, while we're on the line?
No, just that we are delighted, and I want to, on behalf of all of the clergy, the religious, and the faithful of the Diocese of Greensburg, pledge our prayers for our new Holy Father, pledge our fidelity to him, and pledge our love to him, and wish him all of God's blessings as he begins new ministry in the church. And we will look forward to being the sheep of his flock.